You are now listening to a member of the Disney Podcast family. Head over to Disney Podcast Family on Instagram to see all the latest posts for this show and links to other great Disney podcasts.
To all who come to this happy place, welcome.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Chris, and you're listening to a podcast that believes in dreams, that places trust in the magic of imagination, that is always the first star to the right, and where the light in the window is always on. Join as we discuss the views from Walt's apartment.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Walt's Apartment Live. It is Wednesday night, July 27th. How is everyone doing tonight?
Good.
Good, good, good. Let's whip around the room here real quick. Sam, how are you doing tonight?
I'm good. I'm trying to get my brother in the frame. Hey, he is here with me
there
tonight.
You go.
So
there
he's a big Marvel Tribe fan. So
nice. Well, that's the Josh. Marvel Tribe is here.
Hey, Josh. You got Sam and Sam Bro.
Sam and Sam Bro. There you go.
Sam and Sam Bro.
There we go. So Sam's good. She has her brother and family in town. Lewis, Sunken City Designs. How you doing, my friend?
I'm doing absolutely amazing. It's Wednesday. Let's go.
Yes, sir. You are doing amazing. We're going to talk about why you're doing amazing here in a second. Mr. Blurred Hulk, David Van Hook, how are you, sir?
Oh, man, I am melting.
No, shit. It's 105 still right now.
This whole week here, it's triple digits and stuff. Yeah, it's ridiculous. Not even August, which is usually the hottest month for us in Oregon. So, yeah, I'm enjoying those high energy prices and cool air. So
it's insane. Then our guest for our season two finale show, the one, the only, Matt from the Off Market Mouse Expo. How are you doing, my friend?
Hi, everybody. I actually wore one of our Discord's latest designs. Here's the
Mr. That's awesome.
So, wait, can you send me a Discord later? Because I want to join.
No, that Discord?
Yeah.
It's not Discord. It's Discord. So it's like Disney hardcore. So you just like follow us on Instagram, and my son is poking my butt right now and breaking my concentration. What are you doing?
Okay, but like, why not start a Discord and let's get this going, Matt?
Oh, because I can't. I already have so many social medias. Like, I am in charge of. But I don't even like. I finally X'd out like personal social media. Like, I just have with between the Off Market Mouse, Discord Apparel, I'm also doing something called Calamity on Repeat, which is me and my buddy are putting that together, and that's going to be more geared towards, like, I don't want to say street art. Sorry, that's what I said. I don't want to say street art, but it's, you know, there's like a specific, I don't even want to say Hypebeast community, but there's like an artist community, and I'm helping with that now. And like,
so Matt, I'm what if I told you? Hats. What if I told you that
Namor was in the trailer?
No, 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 I'm not going to go Namor. But what if
we're going to watch that later?
What if I told you that Walt's apartment has just started Discord, and we could totally put an Off Market Mouse channel on our Discord?
We have a Discord.
We are going to start a Patreon that gives access to our Discord. So if you want to be involved in the planning of our shows, we are going to start that Patreon that will get
you. So do I have to join the Patreon? Like, why am I not on the fucking Discord?
Do you not remember Sam saying, hey, do you want to join our Discord? And Lewis?
Nope, that is not what she said.
So that was my fault too. Yeah. So I turned all ownership over to Sean. Before
I don't even know how to use the damn thing. So
it's a stalemate right now. So
okay.
I need to have Sean.
There's a Discord. Back. There is a Walt's apartment Discord, and we're going to offer it to Patreon members.
I'm running a Call of Cthulhu campaign through Discord. Does anybody want to play some role playing games?
Literally, role play is my favorite.
Let's do it.
Oh my god. Look at the brother's like, what the hell?
For those of you who don't know, this is my brother Josh. So okay. Josh was in our he's in our live sometimes. He was in our Marvel Tribe live last night. He's at my house tonight.
Yeah.
He's coming for this weekend. So this is Josh.
let's talk about a few things before we get on with the show. This is the last show of season two of Walt's Apartment Podcast. Next week will be our Chris Brown show. Then the following week we'll start our season three.
We're actually on an indefinite hiatus. You guys just don't know it yet. Indefinite hiatus. No, I'm joking.
I don't like the word. I don't like the word indefinite right now.
Don't listen to Matt. There is no hiatus. There is no hiatus.
So I want to talk a little bit about our show over the past 2 years. I asked Sam. Sam has a way of checking. I think this stuff's cool. I like sharing that we do that how we're doing. So on Apple, we are listed on Apple in the entertainment news category. We are ranked 106th in the United States out of all the entertainment news podcasts. I think that's pretty good.
Take it. Yep.
There's a page called FeedSpot, which they rank the top 100 Disney podcasts. We are number 21 on that list, which is cool. And just a little bit of comparison. Season one, we had 88 episodes of all of our shows. If you combine all of them together, 88 shows. This year for season two, we've had 82 episodes. This will be our 82nd episode tonight, which will end the season. So we've done 170 episodes over the last 2 years. Seems like a real lot.
There
is
something that our fans can do for us tonight that makes we're gonna talk
about that. We're gonna get there. Pump the brakes.
What's the brother's name? Josh.
Yeah, keep her in line.
Muter.
Okay. So, and then over the past year, we've had about 76,000 downloads. So thank you all for that have listened. So we appreciate all that from you. Now we're going to talk about the big epic all aboard podcast battle that's going on right now. So we are knee deep in a battle right now with a show called Trammon. So we were down way early this morning. We were down by like, I think at one point by like 15 points. And then right now, I think it's 51-49. We're once we caught up to them, we kind of stayed at
50. It's actually 50-50.
Again?
So if 50, you 50, haven't it, voted. It's
going back and forth.
It is like a cutthroat battle. And Trammon is amazing.
If you can share the link in our thing, all the people watching, if you can watch, absolutely, click on that link. If you haven't voted yet, if you did vote, say I voted. If you haven't voted, why not? Because we need every single vote right now. Thank you.
Votes.
So I want
to vote. Tell your friends and family to vote.
That's right. I want to shout them out for a second. So, a guy named Corey, aka the Jungle Cruiser, is the head of All Aboard Podcast. He's the one that puts together and got this out there. And it's been amazing, a lot of fun. Person. Me and Lewis have been talking to him for the past couple of days in the Instagram chat, and he's a great guy and just putting this all together, taking the time to do it. We appreciate you, Corey. He said he might pop on tonight and say hi to us. So if he's in there, Corey, good to see you. I want to shout out all the other shows that are part of this real quick, and then we'll get on with our show. There's obviously, we were part of it. Then you have Parks and Pixie Dust podcast. You have the DMSW podcast with Johnny J, who was the most
Disney Marvel Star Wars podcast.
Disney Marvel Star Wars podcast. Johnny J is his name. He reached out to us when he battled us and said, wishing us good luck. And he's just the nicest guy. And we're probably going to have him on the show in season three as well.
And you know what? He has hyped us up so much. I'm going to lose, I want to lose to the winning team. So,
right. Which is, then we have Miles Main Street podcast, Upscent in Disney, Armchair Engineer, which Trammon is the one that we're going against right now. Like I said, we're going back and forth. They were just kicking our butt this morning.
Corey, I'm sorry we didn't record. I was supposed to do All Aboard podcast, and our schedules got mixed up, and then I got COVID. And I love you. I'm sorry.
Corey, like, if you want me instead of Matt, it's fine.
Not gonna happen. Matt, you know what? We can fight about this later.
I asked Matt yesterday. I said, Matt, you want to be on the show and give Sam some shit? And he says, absolutely. So,
why does everybody want to give me shit?
In all fairness, Sean, I was actually going to be like, no, like, I'm recovering from COVID, this, this, and that. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to muscle through it. So I am feeling
Matt was probably like, give good. Sam some shit.
Yeah, I mean, it maybe helped him finish up with his COVID battle. I think maybe it given that strength deep down. Corey says he is here, and thank you, absolutely, Corey. We appreciate you putting that show together, or the poll together. And Yeah. So vote for us if you haven't. It goes till 8 o'clock tomorrow morning. So please let's,
if you haven't listened to the All Aboard podcast, highly suggest it. It is awesome. Absolutely. Awesome. Awesome podcast. I cannot toot the audio on that podcast enough. Like Corey does a great job editing. He does this fantastic job of having like surround sounds while you're they're talking about specific rides and the history of Disneyland. So I've been listening to that podcast for a long time. They were on Podbean sometime around when I first started podcasting, a few years back, a long time. I've been podcasting for 8 years. But yeah, there is awesome, phenomenal podcast. So glad that it's around.
Yeah.
I agree. They're in this podcast battle. I am so pleased that we have gotten as far as we have gotten, because some of the podcasting teams that have been in these battles in this competition are podcasting teams that have gotten me to try podcasting, like Backside of Water. They are still in it. Mm-hmm. I mean, if we win this next round, we will likely be against them in the final round, and that is going to be Disney Hell on Earth. But but like them and like 1313 Harbor.
I cannot believe that they were out in the first round. Jasmine is great. Joey had said, I think Skylar popped into our chat and said, I can't believe I could not believe that. Jasmine.
They got me into podcasting.
So they are. She was on Extra Magic. No, I was on her show in 2020. We did. We reimagined Disney's California Adventure.
Well, and let's get Jasmine over on ours. Like Armchair Imagineering. Sure. Amazing. There are some amazing Disney podcasts.
Let me finish the list and we can talk about a few of them. So, Easy Dizzit is one of them. Go Informed. Disney Rewind. Disney Universe podcast with Joey Pittman, our friend, our eighth host or seventh host or however many hosts we have.
Our AKA co-host.
He's one of our co-hosts. We'll just say that. Finding Walt Disney podcast, Sent from Disney. Our friends at Main Street Mekkies were in the battle as well. But like you said, Backside of Water, I want to talk about them for a second, because when me and Chris said we're going to start a new show a couple years ago, that's what I wanted this show to be named, because I thought it's the coolest name in the world. Then I like looked on Apple and said, damn, there's already one. And I wasn't going to do the same thing. So, but that's like the coolest name ever. And I think if we do get through this round and get to go against them, because I think they're winning 60-40, but there's still like 8 hours or 10 hours left in this thing. So it could be anyone's thing still.
Yep.
But if we do go against them, that'd be kind of cool. They have been around for a long time, and it would be
fun. That's going to be a hard win though. So like,
it's hard right now.
It is. Tramon is freaking amazing.
We're still fighting hard, but yeah.
So if you're in this live right now and you have not gone over to All Aboard Podcast on Instagram and voted for Walt's Apartment Podcast, please go do so, because Tramon and us are like neck to neck. It is.
We are tied up.
Yeah. We're tied up again.
Yep.
Yeah.
It just goes back and forth. It's
please crazy. Go give us some love.
It's the craziest thing. We
would love to go to the finals.
I never thought we'd get out of the first round. I'm not going to lie. I mean, when Lewis said, let's do this, I'm like, okay, we're just a small ass podcast.
Do you think we suck, Sean?
I don't think
we suck. We have that champion mindset.
Our downloads every month. So we get
Who was in this, I'm like, there's no effing way we're going to go this far. I was like, there's no way.
We have a small show off of Walt's apartment called The Marvel Tribe. And I come out all the time telling people that we're going after Joe Rogan's audience. I mean, that's unrealistic, but I don't care.
I don't want him.
Yeah, I not his audience. We want competition and stuff. So yeah, you gotta think positive and stuff. So we're gonna definitely pull this out.
It's a close battle right now.
So we need you guys to, you know, help us out and recruit and stuff. But yeah,
hey David, where did we get that beautiful logo from?
Let's talk about this and stuff. Can we talk about the brand new season 3 Marvel?
It's already all out there. So yeah,
this is our last episode of season 2 of Walt's Apartment. Next week will be season 3. it will be on Chris Brown Show, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And look at this new, look at these new logos that we have. Sorry, let's show that new, that's the new Marvel tribe. Not, let's show the new Walt's apartment one.
Yeah. The Walt's apartment one?
Yeah.
Do they, you think they're ready for that?
I think they are.
I thought.
You mean this one here?
Look at how great that is. Do you guys know who created that for us?
I did. You're welcome.
You right did there. Not. No one other
just
than
taking, just ripping the carpet right from under like,
Matt, gotcha. Matt, take a seat. That would be our lovely Lewis of Sunken City Designs.
Look at, he this. Create,
look at that shirt. You want that shirt? Yeah, our, head our on shit. Over to our...
Our swag is amazing.
Yeah, our shit is this tight now. I got.
Where can
got,
they get that, Sean? Where can they get that?
That's a great question. I will put that in the link. I will actually have to get the link to the Redbubble account that you can buy stuff on. There's also stickers.
Redbubble. Well, look at the
logo.
Podcast.
Look at the logo. Look at the logo. Look at the logo.
And we have Lewis.
Lewis, Sunken City Designs, you big stud. Thank we you so you, much Lewis. For doing that. I asked Lewis, like, when he first started on it, I said, you know, you have a graphic designer as part of your team. I mean, I'm going to use you. So, you know, so he's been working on that logo for like a month. And then I knew what it was going to look like before you guys did. And then we came up with some ideas. I said, I want it to be the window. I want it to be basically what we had before, but with your twist. And I think it's the perfect.
Yeah, it's awesome.
It's perfect. So good. And then the Marvel Tribe logo.
Yes. And Lewis and I have been talking about like Patreon. We've been talking about Discord. We want, like, we all as a team want to see this grow collectively. And we are so excited to have you all along for the journey.
Well, I am super thankful, but I do have to owe the thanks to make this go full circle. I do owe thanks to Matt. If it wasn't for an episode that he was on like a month and a half ago, showing off the Oyster Thieves piece, and jumped on. Yeah, so I jumped on
again.
Yeah,
and so with that piece being shown, I reached out and like a dog, I never left. Like, this is where I'm at. There it is. Yeah. So is that piece right there that got me introduced? I'm stoked.
So Corey just put in our chat from All Aboard.
We're so grateful to have you.
Currently it's 236 to 231.
Oh my God, that's close.
So that is really close. And there's still
Don't worry. You have my Discord apparel IG. I'm gonna get you guys over. Best.
Well, get us. Okay, Matt, send me your Discord because I'll join.
But Corey, send me the last 30 minutes. Of when the competition is, so it just looks super close, and then we just Babe Ruth it.
That'll be at 7:30 tomorrow morning. Can we just do it now? I hate to. I'm like a gratification now guy.
I don't have my phone on me. I hate to wait.
Yeah, so Lewis, when we're done here,
Lewis thought about that. He said, "Like, let's hit it at the end." And Matt is like,
"No,
we're
going to
make this."
Votes,
so Lewis, Matt, before tomorrow,
everybody loves a good comeback. Come on, guys.
We were getting our ass handed to us.
We go neck and neck, and then you're like,
okay, we have to go on with the show.
It hurts my heart, Matt.
Here's a question from Entertainer987. What do you all think about casting of Martin Kleba as Grumpy and Snow White? So will the magical creatures still be similar to dwarfs?
I don't think they'll be tiny,
but they'll have
magical powers.
Yeah, and I think behavioral-wise, they may be, but beyond that, that's about it. So,
I'm thinking Gimli and Hobbits. I'm thinking like Lord of the Rings. Like that.
Yeah.
You
think they're going to be Hobbits?
Not be Hobbits, but similar to that, where they're not necessarily really identifying them as dwarves, but I think they're going to be more like Hobbits, just shorter, half the size of everybody else.
Mm-hmm. Why couldn't they be like elves from Lord of the Rings?
Look, this is what we're going to do. We're going to get Roy Deep to play all of the dwarves.
There you go.
And we're just going to make an ugly callback to Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
Stop it. We are not going to have it.
Oh, it'll be horrible. Let's go.
No. That would be frowned upon. That is not.
Not at all.
That is not.
You know that Roy Deep told Johnny not to date Amber, right? So
did he really? Really?
Yeah, Lord Hulk, you are so handsome.
I'm just spreading stuff. So
I hope that's your wife. whoever Facebook user is, you are coming to us from Walt's apartment behind the lamp.
Thank you.
So don't lie to him, for one. But two, it's not you.
I appreciate it, Sam, bro.
If you will give us permission to use your name and your picture, then we could be like, yeah, David is handsome if you're his wife. If not, then like you're not relevant. We love
if
you.
If you're not his wife, don't put your name.
Yeah. if you're not my wife who's posting that, just post your address and she'll come see you.
Yeah, just take a compliment. It was, feels good.
No, don't mess with Brenda. Oh my God.
Yes. You're like, thank you.
This I'm is his wife. He is just delicious. Okay, Brenda, like we're good then. But like, honey, if you click the link at the top of the Facebook post, it'll allow StreamYard to use your face and your picture. Like, no.
he is
but we know who you are then.
He is like, pretty delicious.
I mean, I we tolerate right. him. Oh, yeah.
Magically delicious.
Will Tim Burton be nominated as a Disney legend in this year in D23?
I hope so.
I hope
I think
wait, 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 hold on. What Disney movie is it? What, for Alice in Wonderland?
Yeah.
No,
yeah. I hope not. What has he done for
nobody,
nobody.
Alice in Wonderland.
Okay.
Nobody.
You don't like Nightmare Before Christmas?
That's not a Tim Burton movie.
What are you talking about?
He created the soundtrack.
Oh my God. What? No, he did not.
Well, he didn't create the soundtrack. Sorry, not the soundtrack. He created the claymation.
I hate when people try to associate that movie with Tim Burton. That's not a Tim Burton film.
Listen, Tim Burton is a drug addict.
Lewis, I'm going to
draw stick figures. I don't think he doesn't get anything.
I'm going to draw stick figures, and everything from that I claim is mine
exactly.
from here on in. And I want you to write a whole story about it. And then, Sean, you have to write a whole musical about it. And you two go together while I go make Batman, all right?
Exactly.
I mean, if you want to make
me all the credit, yeah.
But he was given the credit by Disney.
And he was given the credit later on because Disney didn't make sales and felt that they were targeting the wrong demographic when it came to the movie Night Before Christmas because it was originally a Touchstone movie, not a Disney movie.
So you basically are saying Disney wanted to target schizophrenics?
No, Disney realized that they needed to charge. They were trying to target an older audience, not a younger audience. And then they realized, like high schoolers are watching this thing. And then that's when they were like, well, Tim Burton's hot right now. Let me just throw that out there. So with that being said, no, I don't think Tim Burton should be nominated, especially for those Alice in Wonderland trash.
Can we just apologize to Danny Elfman real quick for that fumble?
Sorry, Danny Elfman. I'm sorry. I am sorry. Danny Elfman created the musical scores. He's amazing.
Okay. And what a poor guy. He's like, I guess I got to Danny Elfman essentially directed that. By being like, here are the songs, and I'm just trying to put them together into some sort of linear storyline, please.
So, Matt, since you disagree with me, Entertainer 1987 would like to know, who would you like to see be named Disney Legends at D23? Because
if Jim Cummings hasn't gotten it yet, I speak English. If Jim Cummings hasn't
gotten it yet. It's okay.
Jim Cummings deserves it. That man
is sure.
absolutely
a legend. But like no joke. I remember I ran into him at Long Beach Comic Con.
Years ago. Did you really?
Yeah, I ran into him 7 years ago, and I was like, "Hey, can you record a voicemail for my nephew?" And he was able to spontaneously jump from Winnie the Pooh to Tigger. I was just like, didn't know he did both the voices. Second off, didn't know he could do both spontaneously at the same time and have a conversation with himself. Wow. Like, that man is amazing. A legend.
Yep. You know, he stepped in for Jeremy Irons. Jeremy Irons blew his voice out singing Be Prepared.
Yep.
And then
Lion
he stepped
King,
in.
Yep.
He
yep.
stepped in and finished it for him.
Scar.
Yeah, Jim Cummings won. Yeah. And Tom Hanks I want Tom Hanks. Tom Hanks for sure. Absolutely.
Tom Hanks for Disney? I mean, other than Pinocchio, what else has he done, though?
Thank you, Mr. Banks.
Are you serious?
Are you for real?
What?
Where's Woody?
Oh, excuse me. I've watched it once.
I
like, I'm really registering that in the Rolodex.
That's wrong with you. Brianna, what do you think? What do you think about D23 Legends?
I honestly haven't put much thought into it, but yeah, Tom Hanks would be a great one. So he's number one, and I honestly don't know after that.
Tim Allen?
No.
I'm good with Jim. No. Jim Cummings too.
They do like six of them.
How many? Yeah, I was gonna say.
Why not like Tim Allen too? Six.
Tim Allen. Josh says Tim Allen, but I'm like, eh.
Buzz Lightyear, Santa Claus. Come on,
I agree. Yeah.
Okay, I'm gonna be completely honest. The Santa Claus movies were not my favorite.
Santa Claus was trash. I'm sorry.
So, I agree, David.
My favorite Christmas movie.
Yeah, I was gonna say
Jack Frost.
Elf is my favorite.
Our only news story is about the Santa Claus movies tonight. When we talk about the news here eventually.
Oh, how unfortunate.
What about I don't know if there's any guidelines or like time frames that have to pass, but given the passing of Chadwick Boseman, I wonder if he'll be placed in there simply just for Black Panther and what it did for Marvel.
Right.
I would absolutely be pleased with Chadwick Boseman. Make the legends. Yeah, absolutely. Chadwick Boseman is a legend. Why not an Imagineer? Okay, Joe Rohde.
Bob Gurr. Which probably already is one. I would.
Tony Baxter.
Baxter. Yeah.
Doesn't Tony Baxter already have one?
He does, but let's give him another one. Why not?
Oh, why not?
Gurr, reply to my email.
Huh?
I said Bob Gurr. Reply to my email.
He doesn't reply. Didn't reply to mine either.
Hey Matt, do you want his cell phone number?
No, I'm not gonna creepily text.
I'll be creepy. I don't care.
He's something old man. Will you please come to my convention?
Dude, I am not.
What 10-year-old child is emailing me about a convention?
Okay, Sean, you've already messaged him, right?
I did, yeah.
So I will message him next. And
I'm
going
to see him at Midsummer Scream this weekend. So
I literally don't care, Sean. Matt,
I'm going to Midsummer Scream too.
Yay. Stop it. Okay. You guys are such traitors.
What days?
All of them.
We just don't live in Indiana, Sam. That's
I'll be there Friday. I bought for all 3 days, but I'm going to go to Friday and Saturday. So.
I'll be there Friday, Saturday, and a little bit Sunday morning, but I work Sunday night.
So. Friday night, I'm going to do all the mazes, and this Saturday.
Never stopped you before, Brianna. You don't care if you have to work or not. You still do what you got to do.
But I'm sitting here like half asleep because that's all I've done is not.
Brianna came and had lunch. Brianna came and had lunch with us, and she's like, "I gotta go to work like in 2 hours." And I haven't since yesterday. And we're like,
"Wow, go back to that comment."
Okay. Tim
so
Burton.
Not only, yeah, go for it.
Harold Ross says Tim Burton produced and did the story of Nightmare Before Christmas. He directed Alice in Wonderland, Frankenweenie, and Dumbo, and I think should do another movie for Disney and be a legend. Harold just dropped the bomb right there.
I beg to differ. Dumbo, I don't think he knocked it out of the park. The Alice series did not knock it out of the park.
He did not do the story Nightmare Before Christmas.
Frankenweenie was okay. I showed it to my kindergartners.
Really story for Nightmare Before Christmas. Frankenweenie, though, I will tip my hat off to Frankenweenie. But Tim Burton, dude, I hate to say this. Tim Burton, not the greatest director in the world. Like, he's super mid. Like, when you go to a Tim Burton movie, you're like, Johnny Depp, check. His ex-wife, so he doesn't have to pay alimony, check. And weird doors that are shaped like this, and go. So, yeah, a little bit of a one-trick pony for me.
Hey, Matt.
He's been a very small box.
Hey, Matt, I have a question.
Entertainment 97, and 97 has a question. It says, MTR of the market off market. Did you know that Tom Hanks was the voice of Woody?
Dude, are you kidding me, bro? I got nothing but Tom Hanks pops over there. Tom Hanks is my favorite actor of
okay,
all
time. Okay, but Matt.
You just asked, what did he do? You asked,
Matt,
what did he do
I have
Disney?
A question. No. What have you directed, Matt?
That's two movies. I'm a critic. Good madam. So I get to poo-poo over whatever I want and
you
act
just
like
call
my
me good. Nobody ever calls me good.
I love Matt.
So
your shit
I get
stinks,
the,
it's fine.
I get to be a gatekeeper in a world where my
no opinion gatekeepers
means
allowed.
Nothing.
Yes, Mary and Josh both are right. Yes. Tim
well,
Burton
Josh is sitting
right.
next to me, right. so hold whatever.
On,
but
to go back on Tom, yes, Tom Hanks did voice Woody, but perfect. I would say someone like Jim Cummings, if you're going to give this legacy award, like I feel like it's a legacy. It's not, it's like one character. I just feel like there's more to something than just like he played the one character. What else do we have? And honestly, Saving Mr. Banks, correct? Saving Mr. Banks. You guys said like that, like playing Walt and on top of it being Woody, like, That's enough of a running, but someone like Jim Cummings that has been there for decades. I know Woody has too, but even longer than that. You have to remember, Jim Cummings, I'm sure even prior to this, did like The Many Adventures of Winnie the Pooh. That was the early 90s, man. He's still in there, still in the trenches doing stuff for Disney. So it's not that I'm disregarding it. I love Tom Hanks. Once again, he is my favorite actor of all time. Completely forgot he was in Saving Mr. Banks.
Hang on. Josh has a comment. Josh has comments.
But, dude, like, I think it's awesome.
No, I'll Tim.
What? Say it.
Tim Allen deserves it more than Tom Hanks.
Someone says Tim Allen already has one.
And he had a great TV show on ABC, which is a part of Disney. Right. So, like, dude, it wasn't Man Underwater. What was it called again?
Can't remember the name of it. It's
Home Improvement.
No.
I guess technically that was ABC.
Yeah, that was ABC.
Efren, I will speak on John Lasseter. There are too many sexual abuse allegations under John Lasseter over or about John Lasseter to be able to give him anything or include him in anything.
Last Man Standing. Is he proven innocent or is there a verdict on anything?
As far as I know, there has been enough speculation,
But was there a verdict?
That's what got Johnny Depp caught up with speculation. So we got.
But I'm going to say I believe it about John Lasseter, and that's why
proven guilty. Just saying,
Pixar has released their contracts with him.
Yes.
Yeah. So I'll say this: if I have to take Tom Hanks out of the running, Tom Allen. I mean, yeah, he's not.
Tom Allen.
Nowhere near. Not Tom Allen.
Tim.
Yeah, sorry, Tim Allen. But if that's the case, then my backup would be John Ratzenberger. Because that dude should absolutely be nominated as a legend. That dude did.
I think Efren just called me Amber.
Yep. He did.
Okay. Well, yeah. So Ratzenberger, who across the line,
Ratzenberger,
Pixar, Disney. I mean, he's done it all. The parks, he done some stuff for the parks and stuff. So I would go with that guy over Tim, and then kind of right there with Tom Hanks. So.
I'm just going to say that my intuition is pretty on par. And if I was in a room with Lasseter, I would frickin' run. Just saying. I would not want to be left alone in a room with that man. Okay.
Brianna, don't put this part in for the
Brianna, put this part in. Let's put this part in because,
I thought this was settled a long time ago.
Exactly. We've already accepted the fact that he is a pervert.
Yeah. there were enough people at Pixar.
He's obviously not in charge for some reason. Let's be honest. So that's
and that's kind of wrong. But there are enough people that came to and said he did these things wrongfully to me. That it's not just Amber Heard against Johnny Depp. It is literally dozens of women. So
George says, watching this podcast like watching Hollywood Squares.
Pick me.
Lower right corner for the block, please.
Why are we not doing a Hollywood Square version of
George?
It?
Like George, tell them I'm your favorite. George, Lewis, just tell them.
Lewis, work on that for next season.
Love me.
I got a couple different games.
Don't love anybody but me, George.
That means we're gonna need to have 9 people on here to play that game. So we're gonna
round up
some more people.
6.
Yeah.
Should we talk about some news?
Oh, interesting. So apparently Tim Allen got it in 1999.
I don't know if Michael Jackson has it either. Michael Jackson have...
Also a pervert, but we're going to skip that.
Different kind of pervert, though.
Women, but children. So
he's been proven innocent. Y'all ain't going to sully his name on Beyonce's internet.
Listen, I am close enough to Gary, Indiana, that I can say whatever the hell I want to say.
Alabama too. Alabama.
Alabama is one of our least listened to states. I wonder why.
Hey, how about that?
Because of that one time.
Remember that one time? Yeah.
Remember that one time where we were like, Alabama's incest. You stay over there.
After Michael Jackson passed away, I went to Captain EO, and I kid you not, I cried for 15 minutes outside of Captain EO.
Because he abused children?
I was with my girlfriend at the time, and she was like, can you stop? You're embarrassing. Like, it wasn't like a tears. It was a, like, the full fucking Monty, man. Like, I cried. Like, it was, there's, like, because it's horrible 18. Because, like, okay. It's horrible because, like, he died, and, like, he's like going to heaven, and he's like waving at the end of Captain EO, and I'm like,
he is.
It was like Jesus. So yeah,
that was great, Josh. That was a good one.
I didn't read it. What happened? I did not have sexual relations with that woman, Miss Lindsay.
All those southern gentlemen.
Okay, so I'm gonna try to wrap this. We're gonna put a bow on this for a second. Let's take a minute and a half and hear about our sponsor getaway today and like regroup. Is that fair?
No,
sure.
Let's real quick. Let's bring it back home for a second. Let's take a quick break, get a drink, and we'll be right back.
Well, hello and welcome to Let's Get to Know Our Sponsor. Getaway Today has been helping Disney vacation dreams come true since 1990. Whether you choose to visit the happiest place on earth or travel to Orlando and beyond, they want to help you. Need to know the best hotel in the area? What theme park ticket should you buy? Have a last minute change? No worries. Their travel experts are always here to help. Want to book a cruise and don't know where to start? Hey, they can help with that too. They will help you find the perfect cruise for your vacation, whether it is your first time or you're a well-seasoned cruiser. When you book your cruise with one of the Getaway Today's experts, you will have a dedicated agent to help you every step of the way. They take care of the details so you can have the most fun. Getaway Today has Layway, Peace of Mind Travel, allowing you to cancel or make changes up to 72 hours in advance. You will always have the most up-to-date vacation information, both pre-arrival and upon your welcome. Getaway Today will guarantee the best prices with no hidden fees. And every time you book through Getaway Today, they will donate a portion back to a charitable organization in your area. And so far, over $4.5 million has been donated. So click the link in our show notes to start your Disney vacation planning for more information and the best deals. Tell them Walt's Apartment sent you. And until next time, enjoy the view from Walt's Apartment.
But also, David.
What?
So, what all, right, also, that David.
Nice, hold on. That was a nice reset. So I want to say, after I say get Thanks you some, all. Obviously get you some.
Walt's Apartment season.
Get was, you some.
Absolutely. That was a nice reset. And all I want to say is Elvis Presley married a 12-year-old. So I'm just...
We can talk about Jerry Lee Lewis if you want to.
We're going to sell you some legends and stuff. I'm just saying, Elvis.
Brianna, you weren't here earlier.
Concrete proof.
I thought I saw what I was getting on. Mine should be here at the end of the
Jerry,
week.
Was that your order? Lewis
marry his cousin?
Yep. So
I made an order of a shirt and a bunch of
ring them all out.
Chuck Berry put cameras in women's restrooms.
Yep.
There's Charlie a lot of dirt on everybody in the world, man.
His wife was underage, too. I mean, we can go on forever.
We can also talk about my favorite author, Edgar Allan Poe,
and
how he married.
Oh, that's wrong. That's
fine. Yeah, Elmira Shelton, who was like 15.
Why don't we talk some Disney news? I mean, we could do that.
Yeah,
too.
Let's do that. Let's do that.
That seems a little off-brand for us. I don't know.
I know, right?
I mean, if you want
Edgar Allan Poe, apartment, a Disney podcast.
I can fly. Oh, wait, nope. That's
thank you, Danny, thank for you, voting Danny. For us.
Thank you for the votes. Yes.
We're still 51-49, by the way. So
are we?
Thank you. I was literally just about to check.
I will say this though: since we caught up, we were down 55-45. Like, it was like 43 or something like earlier.
Mm-hmm.
And since we've caught up, we've stayed with them or above them. So we have to. We have
it
like
is
the
51-49.
Yeah. We have the next 12 hours. We have to get through this. So
please love us.
We're gonna have to like make posts throughout the night and keep doing this. And
you have to make Sam stay up all night.
Matt, can you?
I don't sleep.
All you parents. There
just put that out after kids so we can just get that lead.
It depends. If Sam can behave this podcast, I will gladly share.
don't put that hill on us, man. What
are you kidding me, Matt? You want me to behave?
Okay, I'm not going to lie.
She's all bummed about it. She's
before like, really? We lie, before we went live, Sam says, I'm not going to lie. I'm going to drop a dime.
Go ahead, drop
right
it,
now,
Sam.
Bro. Sam
drop
says,
it.
I'm not going to lie. I've been drinking for 4 hours. So, I mean, it's not that we're doing a podcast or anything tonight that you have to.
I love her hair. She's got like that little pop going on the right hand side right there or left hand side. I don't know what side it would be.
I had a friend. I told him. I said Matt's going to be on tonight. They're like, "Holy shit, it's going to be a great show because Matt's going to be on there. It's going to give Sam a bunch of shit." So that's yeah. That's
how Matt and I are besties. He just doesn't know it yet.
I speak for the silent.
Okay, so let's talk some news from BusinessInsider.com. Make sure you check out Derek and Skyler's Business Insider show on Apple.
You know why so she good. Likes Matt, though? I mean, Matt does resemble the guy playing Namor. So.
We're going to talk about that in a second.
How dare you? I'll just
there. Our one story from a Business
She's
Insider.
She's infatuated with you now, Matt.
I knew it made sense.
I love you, Matt.
Only have like one story this week because I knew we weren't going to be able to get through all of them. So the one story from a Disney Insider this week is David Krumholtz will be returning as Bernard the Elf in a Disney Plus TV series.
I don't give a shit.
Yeah.
No one cares.
Right.
I just said hooray.
Yeah, we're cheering. Yeah, we care.
Matt, look, you're on my screen, Matt.
Sam doesn't speak for all of us. We care.
I love Bernard the Elf. I'm going to be completely honest.
You just who said the Santa Claus movie sucked?
Not I
did.
Samantha.
I said. No, I did. I said.
Samantha now, so because
it was.
Excuse you. That's rude.
It was him. It was him. He said they sucked.
But they are not the best Christmas movie. I will watch them. I tolerate them.
Good.
But Elf is much better. I'm just going to be completely honest.
Yeah. Elf Christmas Story is the worst one ever.
I Christmas
I'll
story
shoot your eye out.
Yeah, a Christmas Story is good, but it's—I mean, you can only watch it.
No, I said it's bad. I hate the Christmas Story.
Yeah, it's okay.
Jingle All the Way is the best.
What? Jingle All the Way. She said Jingle All the Way.
Jingle All the Way is the best.
Hey. Yeah. Oh, that's right. A good
Sinbad.
Movie.
Sinbad.
The dog.
Where's Turbo Man?
Turbo Man.
Jamie, as he stands.
Dude, Phil Hartman playing the sleazy neighbor.
Oh no, Efren saying Die Hard. Die Hard is not a Christmas movie.
Yes, it is.
Die Hard cannot make a Christmas movie.
Iron Man 3, then.
Yeah,
it's
a Christmas
well,
movie.
Die Hard. We've had that discussion in like the first season of the show. Die Hard is a
I
movie.
Agree, Entertainer 1987. I don't particularly enjoy the Santa Claus movies, but I do enjoy Bernard's character because he's a sarcastic smartass, just like me.
I think this will be a fun series because it Tim Allen's back. The woman that plays his wife is back. I think it's good. I think it's gonna be. I think it'll be fun. I think it'll be fun.
Oh, Gijo! Screw you! That movie has great quotes from it. I don't care.
Right?
What you say.
Mary,
awesome.
I'm not about this, Mary. Like we should be talking about Marvel right now, and not Christmas in July.
Let's talk about Marvel.
Okay,
no
so
Namor.
There's our no. We're gonna Namor. Okay. So
no Namor.
Excuse you, guys, you but okay. Wakanda Forever allows us to talk about Namor, sir.
Wakanda
did you not
Forever
see-
allows you to talk about Bob Marley and the incidences that are taking
did
place.
Did you not
Wakanda.
See my man
Nothing
being?
Within the water.
Did you not see my man being birthed into the water?
We're gonna watch the trailer.
I saw some short, stocky
listen,
guy that was
listen,
pulling
Linda, listen,
come
Linda,
out of the water.
Linda,
listen, Linda, listen, Linda.
Listen,
Linda.
Listen. Okay, I'm gonna try to take control again. Here we go.
How dare
okay.
you?
So last night we had a live Marvel Tribe with Sam, David, and Lewis. I want you guys, and so I have the whole Marvel Tribe here. I have Sam, I have Brianna, I have David, and I have Lewis here. So I want to go through each one of you. I want you to pick one thing from San Diego Comic-Con to touch on, except the Wakanda Forever trailer, because we're going to watch that after. So I just want you each to pick one thing, your biggest takeaway from, and that we're going to discuss that. We're going to go over tonight. We're going to play a game. Matt, are you good staying for a little bit long? Because we're going to go over. Just deal with it.
Just the way it is.
Are you okay with
it's
that?
It's okay if your son puts
I don't know. You said just deal with it. I feel like I have
no, I mean, if you can't deal with
yeah,
it, I
no,
understand.
But... I'm for it. Let's go.
Okay. So I'm going to start with Brianna. I want you to tell me your biggest takeaway from San Diego Comic-Con Hall H. Tell us what your big, because you weren't on the show last night because you had
right.
to work. So what was your biggest takeaway besides anything Wakanda Forever? We're going to talk about that after.
I mean, honestly, I think mine was a generalized takeaway, as in oh, they do have a plan, because I was literally getting to the point where I was like, I felt
you don't
like
know what you're doing.
Well, I felt like they were spreading everything so wide that I didn't know how we were going to get deep into all of these stories. Mm-hmm. I was like, we were getting so many new characters, and I was like, where are they coming back? And I was like, and then they just came out and they're like, this right here, here's your next, what, 2-3 years. And we've got you covered. Don't worry. Brianna's stupid. We actually know what we're doing. We make all this money for a reason.
You're not stupid, like, honey.
But your biggest takeaway, your most excited thing besides Wakanda Forever that you're excited for. I picked you first because you weren't on last night. So
Wakanda Forever.
Can't talk about
it. I feel like they barely talked about it, but I think it's Ant-Man right now.
Yeah.
Really?
But after the Wakanda Forever trailer. Mania. Yeah. And I mean, that's right now. Who knows what it will be in.
I know. We don't even know what they're going to introduce at D23.
Yeah.
I hope I get that freaking panel.
I mean, I think that's Marvel and Lucas.
That would be probably I think it's going to be probably one of the best panels there.
Yeah. Yep.
After they came out with the Avengers Kang Dynasty movie, like when I heard that, that made me more excited for Ant-Man. And I think that's where I'm coming from. So Ant-Man is.
Perfect. Okay, so we're going to move on to Matt, even though you were on the Marvel tribe, but I know you were there. What was your biggest takeaway from Comic-Con, San Diego Comic-Con?
To be 100% honest, I just don't care anymore for Marvel.
That's excuse you. Are you?
All right, let's skip Matt.
Seeing The Rock as Black Adam was your highlight then?
That was so weak, dude.
That was pretty cool.
If I had to guess, Matt wants mutants.
I would have fired everybody at DC.
You know what? And I'm being honest, like, I've really been over Marvel movies for the past, like, I don't know, like, year. There's been little things that have kind of moved the needle just a little bit, but, like, I'm really, I have so many questions. Like, perfect example, we're doing Secret Wars again, correct?
Not again. No. But we're doing Secret Wars.
Okay, so they're doing the Secret Wars movie. Okay, are they doing that really crappy reboot that they did with Marvel like 3 or 4 years ago in the comics? Or are they doing the original one? You know what I mean? Like, there's just little
Matt,
things.
If you listened to Marvel Tribe last night.
Was a crappy. Wait, what?
Yeah. If you listened to Marvel Tribe last night, we are saying you are going to get the Eternals. You are going to get the X-Men. You are going to get literally everybody we have had. Daredevil, Blade, everybody you have had in the MCU so far is going to be in Secret Wars.
No, my point is I've read both comics. One of them sucks.
We're not getting
the other one. Doesn't. I don't know how much they're taking.
Do you think Kevin Feige would give us something that sucks? Has he given us anything that sucks in the MCU?
Or Dark World.
That was the one exclusion.
I still like Dark
World. He redeemed it with Ragnarok.
I think Taika Waititi redeemed it, but the point is, this is my opinion.
Absolutely.
I just feel like none of this is really moving the needle for me. It's characters that I personally don't care for much. But in all fairness, in my opinion, I'm the type of person that I liked reading Superior Spider-Man, where Doc Ock became Peter Parker. And really put that character on its head. I'm also the type of person that read Avengers AI, which was only a 12-issue series that starred Hank Pym, and it had everybody that was robots. So I like the B-rated comics, not so much the A-rated comics. I mean,
I get that.
And some of the stories that I read, it was just like if we're gonna do Secret Wars, well then. The one redeeming factor from the newer comic was that Doctor
Doom
got his hand on the Infinity Gauntlet. Yes. So if we get that, I'd be like, yo, all in Marvel, let's do this. But I just don't feel I don't think they have the cojones to do it. So
okay, I can agree with that, but I'm gonna
a little bit, you know,
I'm gonna push you a little bit, Matt. Have you been displeased with what Kevin Feige and Taika Waititi have given you in the past year?
Everything's mediocre to me. And Sean knows this, I believe. I didn't like, what was that? WandaVision? I did not like WandaVision. Like, that was horrible compared to the comic books. Horrible.
Thank you. Who took him out? Because, like, I was about think? To.
No, bring it. All right, bring it back. Let me say this for this.
He just hurt my freaking heart.
If you have the source material and you're,
I have the source material.
You're doing it worse than the
source. I didn't think
material?
It was worse. I think that it was a nice introduction into the MCU.
WandaVision.
Yes, but like obviously, I still want to see like Wanda say no more mutants. I want to see that bring about Namor and like the whole mutant instead of the way that it was with Kamala Khan. But I think that Kevin Feige did well with what he brought us.
I think he did all right.
I think you did all right.
All right. So I got to break this up because you guys are going to go back and forth forever and stuff. So here's the thing: at Marvel Tribe, we respect everyone's opinion. Whether you're a small Marvel fan, big one, you like only some of the material, or you're a diehard fan. So that's a completely merit based opinion and stuff.
They will be Harold.
So I'm gonna go next. So I take the opposite viewpoint, which is like I said, completely fine. The most exciting thing that I saw was the 2-part combo of Avengers movies. We're gonna get the Kang Dynasty, and we're getting Secret Wars, which is Battle World. Which I've read both of the story arcs. I am hyped. We're getting Doom. We got the Fantastic Four.
Fantastic Four.
And here's the thing. I don't think anyone's really talking about this, but we may just get Doom may be a variant of Kang himself. And here's the thing. Feige is not going to follow the play by playbook. That's been done. He's already proven that. There's some things he's tried and it failed. Dark World failed. You know, the little elves and everything. It just didn't hit and stuff. But we're taking pages from the source material. But with that said, what did it say? WandaVision brought only exciting thing was.
What about Photon?
It wasn't even Quicksilver.
We got
Monica Rambeau Photon.
Yes, we got that Spectrum and Photon in there and stuff. So with that said, I don't think that it's blah. It's boring. I think it's coming together, and it's going to take our. We have to take our time. We're impatient. We want that immediate hit, you know. We're it's like we're a drug addict and stuff, and it's starting to wear out, and we need higher and higher fix. Period.
That's how it is.
We're not getting
men, that.
We're
like
still
things
getting
to go fast and easy, and girls are like, "Let's go with the slow burn and like work up to it." Brianna knows what the heck I'm talking about.
Are we still talking about Marvel?
We are, and so let me get back to my point I was trying to make and stuff. So. There is some diehard fans who very much, you know, their opinion about where Marvel is valid because it is kind of in this kind of lull. We're trying to figure out where's that continuity piece. Where things are stringing together. Just because you say this is the multiverse saga and you're not really showing what that is by through some connectivity and stuff doesn't mean that's not coming. And here's the thing. I would bet my paycheck when they start streaming those continuity pieces and stuff in these future upcoming movies, we're going to get a ton of people saying, oh, I knew it. I saw that piece connected to that one, connected to WandaVision and connected to Kang and everything. And that's just the way it is. The truth is no one really knows how this is going to be. We're all going to show up and pay the big money to go see it. Right. And that's the way it is. I'm excited for Avengers. It's going to close out this multiverse saga, and hopefully we're getting two. I agree with what Lewis said on Marvel Tribe last night about it doesn't make sense to have two in the same year for a whole myriad of reasons and stuff, but that's what I was mostly excited about. I want to take up any more time. So.
Okay. How about you, Lewis?
So David stole mine. So give me the two of it. So I'm going to go with the backup plan. And one thing that stood out to me was Guardians. That announcement, I didn't see the footage, but what stood out to me about Guardians is I really feel that they are ending that story, one, because they obviously shared it, but two, I don't think the backlash from James Gunn has quite worn off, and I think people are still sitting on that. So that stood out to me. But the one thing that really stood out to me is I am tired of the leash that Kevin Feige has on all the actors and directors. Let them spill some stuff. It seems so, like, almost like, don't say nothing or you're fired. Like, let
the mafia. Lewis, you commented on that about the San Diego Comic-Con where, like, there were a couple actors who looked over at him and were like, oh, shit. Okay, but I do want to comment on this very quickly. Efren says, Jon Favreau controlled the MCU too. Completely disagree. Kevin Feige. I want to go with Kevin Feige.
No.
I don't want to.
Favreau can stay with that Star Wars.
Right.
Yeah, I agree. Favreau can stay with Star Wars, and I want Kevin Feige for Marvel.
Wait, hold on. I'm the opposite then. I disagree to you guys agreeing. I think Jon Favreau deserves a good handful of credit because those first two Iron Man 3 had its faults, but those first two Iron Man movies, if those would have failed, because that was before Kevin Feige was in the full seat he's in now.
So he's absolutely deserves the credit. It doesn't mean I want to see him continue on.
Right.
Give the Russo brothers control.
Okay.
I would absolutely do that. And that,
Efren, he did start the MCU, but that doesn't mean I want to see him continue what's to come. Barry, Sean, you are first. You didn't ask me what I want, but I will pull through. Like? I want to see.
Not what you want to see. Not what was your
favorite. Didn't you say Namor? I thought we did ask you.
Absolutely, no. Namor, obviously. Like, you guys know how I feel about that. Uh-huh. But I am super excited about Agatha, mm-hmm. Coven of Chaos.
Surprised it took that long for someone to mention that. Yeah, that's
good. I believe that we are going to have an introduction to Moon Knight Season 2 in Phase 6 and Loki Season 2 I'm excited for. These Disney Plus shows literally give us our Marvel Tribe content week to week.
So we will have the Marvel Tribe for at least the next 2 years.
After at least the next, yeah.
to give a positive, at least one positive thing, the Daredevil Charlie Cox coming back and everything.
I was 18 episodes.
Let's go. Yeah, in a nutshell, when I heard 18 episodes, what I really heard was, the shit we were going to release on Netflix. Yeah, we have that. And then some. We're going to give it to you guys. Yeah. But I will say that was like, oh my God, yes, let's go. And like, that's a TV show that I feel like they've done right. And they've really stuck to source material and did an awesome job paying tribute to the source material. So I'm very, 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 very excited for that.
Perfect. So we're going to move on now from Comic-Con to highlight of Comic-Con, which was probably the Wakanda Forever trailer. We're going to watch that real quick.
You want me to cry, don't you?
Sure. We're going to get some real quick reactions here from you guys. And here we go.
No woman will cry. No woman will cry. Little darling. Don't shed no tear.
Hope we don't get shut down for this.
No woman, no cry.
If you comment on it while watching it,
okay, that's fair.
We should be good.
So if I say I already want to cry,
that's fine. I think we've all seen this at least a couple times.
Look at the Dora Milaje.
The music made the trailer.
Oh, yeah. For sure.
Yeah.
Oh, geez, here we go.
Water burst.
God dang it. There he is.
Look at the ankle wings.
Now, I don't know if that was the original director or not. Is that the original director of the first one?
Yep. Yes.
And all we talked about was Namor for so long, and like this whole damn thing is.
Barely has wins. Namor.
Yeah. Sam
wins. I literally watched this trailer and I was like, I'm just so happy for Sam.
I kind of was too. I'm like, yeah, she deserves this.
Yeah, yeah.
But we also got a glimpse of Iron Man.
Riri Williams.
The music, like Lewis said, is just.
I am queen of the most powerful nation in the world! And my entire family is gone!
Oh, come on.
Have I not given everything?
No. Ironheart.
Baku.
Little Kendrick Lamar in there. I like that they added that.
Yes.
I really like that. That's
it was cool because he did the first soundtrack.
Yeah. That's my power song right there. Be all right. And when I wake up.
Who is that?
Woo! Oh, woo! Yes. Kendrick. Give me chills.
Who is Kendrick?
That song. Power
song, Kendrick. I just got blown back in my seat.
I was going to say, anyone that was listening with headphones, I'm sorry.
Yeah, yeah, your ears are done.
It's over. Yeah. Oh, yeah, man.
I can't even be completely honest. Like, seeing Tino Korda and that, like, extreme intensity as Namor, it brought my comic book girl heart.
Intensity's Namor, he just walked out of the water. That's all he did.
But no, like in the last 10 seconds, like he's standing there, like, and he's like, and I'm like, you know what, Matt?
I'm staying.
Well, basically, what we're saying all along is Dempsey was right. Basically, right? Dempsey was right with his reporting back. Like, what
Dempsey said that Namor was going to be the anti-hero in Wakanda forever.
He's gonna be the damn star, it looks like, from that trailer. I mean,
like the villain to me.
Yeah.
He's not a villain. He's an anti-hero.
I mean, okay, in the comics, but Feige doesn't like to go by the necessary.
Oh, I freaking love that.
I'm going to throw something at
Give Gaba juice. That is a Kevin
Danny
Hart
says,
reference. If anybody knows what that's about.
Danny says, I got four options for who that is in the Panther suit.
I want to know who they are. I'm curious.
Efren says, I don't think Killmonger
I agree with Efren. I'm not sure it's Shuri.
Imagine Michael B. Jordan. Ooh,
I think I think Shuri dies. I think
she
wears
her whole
the
family.
Suit.
She said her whole family's gone.
Yep.
Yeah, I think she dies, and the mom is like asking the council to bring back Killmonger. Like, revive him. Because
I mean, I
can't believe he can't take Namor on alone since he's trying to take over the world. Yeah.
Namor, listen, it's not Namor's fault that people destroyed his home. That humans destroyed his home.
Okay.
Are you playing the world's smallest violin for me, Matt?
Yes.
Can we admire Namor's throne though? The Megalodon jaw, that thing was hard.
Yeah. That is dope.
And like freaking Ituma, badass.
Yeah,
the whole thing is just going to be, I think we're going to sit there during this film with our jaws dropped for most of it.
Brianna, thoughts?
This was not fully what I expected from the trailer, but it was everything I needed from a trailer. So
I agree. I completely agree.
Happy about this.
Well, it's just a teaser trailer right now. This is a teaser.
That's a hell of a teaser.
Yeah, no shit, right?
Yeah.
That wasn't a teaser. That was smell the steak. Yeah. Smell the steak. You cannot have it. And then you're like, no,
not a teaser, man.
Shit.
That was like, here you go.
Walked away.
If that's what they did at Comic-Con, what are they going to do at D23?
Oh,
I mean,
man.
How mad are you going to be if they didn't do anything at D23?
They're just like, oh, you saw that last month. Sorry.
Yeah. Oh, did you like that? Oh,
that
was
cute. Yeah.
Right?
There's more Star Wars stuff.
Yeah, I think we'll get a trailer.
Remember that third gate you guys wanted? Oh, which one do you want? You want Wakanda or you want the third gate? You're like, oh, don't do this, Disney. Come on.
I want Namor. It's fine. Entertainer 1987 says, do you think they should have done what they did with Carrie Fisher in Star Wars The Rise of Skywalker to Chadwick Boseman in the Black Panther sequel by using unseen footage to complete the story?
So, I agree with everybody. But I did get a friend of mine at work told me a very valid story that they should have did that because of the fact of so many young children, young boys, whether they're of any color, when they watch this movie, if they do a Black Panther, whether it's female or not, for these young children that have admired Black Panther, not getting that closure for them, I do agree for children's sake, but for comic book fans, adults, no, I don't think they should have.
Lewis,
but for
didn't
children,
you say you had you were explaining to your son who Black Panther?
Yeah, so my son, I saw the trailer and he asked like immediately, like, "Where's Black Panther?" And I was straight up with him. I was like, "Well, the actor that played him passed away," and his response on cue was like, "Well, who's going to be the true king of Wakanda?" Like, and I was,
isn't that
like,
the question, son?
Yeah,
that's what we're going to go see in November.
In your eyes. Isn't that the question?
He's like, well, if we go by the comic books.
For adult me,
oh my
I
God,
agree.
Matt.
Don't recast them. Don't CG him. But for the kids that are watching this that walk around doing this all day, they need some type of closure for that character because it's going to be confusing for them.
I think they'll do a good job.
I think we're going to get, Ryan Coogler is going to do a good job giving us whatever the closure we need and stuff to move on. And stuff.
And, so, and like, I believe that
footage or storytelling.
Yeah, they are going to close that up for us by also playing a beautiful homage to Chadwick Boseman.
Yeah,
absolutely. That mural was amazing. And stuff.
Oh, God. It is.
I might add, we should probably recognize that, like, they don't really do this in movies. If, like, the actor's dead, they're, like, recast. Like that. And this is art is now an iconic character. Reality is now imitating art. Mm-hmm. Did I say that right? Or is it the other way around? Like, I know it's one way, and then it flip it back around. So we're doing the flip on it, which is very, very interesting. So, you know, hats off to Disney to be like, you know what? Like, this is the hand we're dealt, and it hurts, and I'm sure it hurts cinema and a culture. So let's do this correctly. And I'm sure even the director, I mean, if you guys remember, like, James O'Barr was like trying to work on The Crow recently and was like, I can't do this, like Brandon Lee died.
Yeah.
I'm sure it was very emotional for everybody to be on that set. And to have nothing but great things to say about Chadwick Boseman and be like, well, we have to do this again, and we have to do it without him now.
Well, Paul Walker and Furious 7,
right.
They were mid-movie with that.
Yeah.
Okay, so, but can I, like, comment on the...
No, that was the perfect answer.
Like, on the ironic way that he died.
Ironic?
Because he had Paul Walker.
Oh,
I was like, it's ironic that he had colon cancer.
No, it's
ironic.
No, Chadwick Boseman is a completely different situation than Paul Walker.
Yeah, Paul Walker, that he was driving fast and furiously with somebody and
wrapped
he died.
A telephone
You're
pole,
right.
burst in
that
the flames.
The
I know that exact street where he died, and you should not have been doing 120 miles an hour right there. I'm just saying.
100%.
I know exactly.
I mean, if I'm going to be completely honest, like, you guys want a personal Sam story for a second?
I'm scared.
So before I was born, the day that my mom found out she was pregnant with me, my dad had been drag racing going 110 miles per hour around an S curve and hit a telephone pole wrapped around it. The engine was pushed onto his lap, and they told my mom, like, he wouldn't live. And then they were like, he would never walk. Literally, by the time that my dad got cancer and died, he was literally whipping my ass on the tennis court and basketball court. It was
did
amazing.
He ever drive fast again like that, or did he learn his lesson?
No, he didn't.
Oh.
Okay.
Well, now. I got the need for speed.
Not that fast, but ironically, like,
Matt,
my
I just
husband,
sent you a text.
Are you talking about me, Sean?
I sent Matt a text. Can you text
ironically, me? My husband and I used to race Fast and Furious when we were younger.
Yeah, I didn't mean. I thought he would have his phone with him. I didn't mean. He doesn't have their phone with him.
But wait. Does Matt have pants on this time?
I wanted him to get out.
I just wanted to ask him a question. I didn't.
Does he have pants on this time?
He was easing out of this conversation.
Yeah,
so
I didn't.
I don't know how to close this.
I didn't think you would. I didn't think you'd have your phone with you, bro.
That's what I was like. I was gonna do the Peter Griffin, like, step back slowly.
So think about that question I asked you.
Make fun of Sam. I don't want to do it on spot. Why you gotta? No.
You can. Everybody else does.
And honestly, this trailer, like, oh my god. I really can't think of another trailer I've ever seen that, like, I've been emotional about.
For sure. I totally agree.
David said the exact same thing. He said there have been trailers that have, like, caused him to have reactions. But to pull full, like, emotions out of him, this was the one to pull full emotions out of him.
Between the music and then and hearing Queen Ramonda, speak and make that speech, like, full, if she doesn't win
an Oscar worthy,
some kind of reward. I mean, Angela Bassett is an amazing actress anyway. Like, they lucked out. They scored big when they got her for the first Black Panther. And then to see this, I can't wait. Someone did was theorizing that maybe the queen steps into the Black Panther suit. I'm gonna advise you guys of this. So you see how Black Panther gets the little, we get the little, you know, lower half shot of Black Panther. I'm just gonna say, go search Angela Bassett, and you'll see why she is not Black Panther. She is caked up, and those who don't know what that is, go search it on Google. So she is not playing Black
caked
Panther.
Up.
You can search caked up. Cakes for days.
I'm gonna go around real quick. Then I'm gonna move on to our game to finish up this show.
All right.
Sam, who do you think that Black Panther was?
Shuri. Okay. I'm gonna go with Shuri.
Brianna, how about you?
I think Shuri visited the astral plane.
I still think, yeah, I'm gonna agree with Shuri as well.
Okay. Matt, how about you, buddy?
I would love to say it's her. I mean, I want to give a different answer, but like loss of averages, like it's more than likely her. So
okay, I'm gonna skip you, David. Lewis.
I think it's Lupita Nyong'o's character. I'm drawing a blank right now.
Aoki or
Nikoya?
Okoye?
Okoye?
No, Nikia.
His fiance.
Oh, his fiance.
Yeah, yep. Lupita Nyong'o.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. All right, David, how about you?
All right, I'm going to go out of bounds here. I think it's a multiversal Black Panther that's played by Eric Killmonger from a different multiverse. So
okay, so what if I feel like it's Shuri and Killmonger? What if I think we see both?
We see more than one Black Panther?
I feel like we'll see more than one.
I think we'll see more than one Black Panther, too. But the one in that shot, I'm going to say, is a multiversal Black Panther from
Killmonger.
Another universe.
Killmonger.
Yeah. I've never believed Killmonger's dead. But
that
I think
black and gold. That black and gold.
Yeah. I think we will see Shuri and Killmonger. Yeah.
But like, but what somebody said, you know, somebody just mentioned multiverse, and like, technically they could pull a Killmonger from a different multiverse. That's good.
Yep. 100%.
But honestly, Killmonger wasn't bad.
He was
misguided. He was an anti-hero.
They could also pull another T'Challa from somewhere.
His reasoning was misguided, but his methods were bad.
I don't think that they will pull in
that'd be
in
a bit
T'Challa.
Of a dirty move. I feel like that'd be a dirty move.
I don't think they'll do that.
I would cringe. I would cringe to see another T'Challa. But I will say that I am a fan of anti-heroes. Like, they have reason for feeling the way that they feel, even if they are misguided.
There was too many questions left at the end of Black Panther. He's standing there. You didn't technically see him die. You saw him kind of have a moment when they were up there on the.
He wanted a burial at sea. Why the hell can't Namor rescue him from the sea?
We only need the body. So yeah, I mean, his tactics were bad and evil and stuff. His reasonings that's remained to be questioned. I mean,
what makes him an anti-hero. No, is that like the way
you don't get to say I was abused and trampled on and then go shoot up everybody and stuff and say, well, he's an anti-hero. He's not a scumbag. Killmonger was a scumbag. That's just how that.
And wasn't that is his. Stuff. Wasn't his colors, weren't they black and gold? And it looked like that was black and gold.
He's black and gold.
It looked like that was black and gold.
It was black and gold.
Okay, I'm just making sure that we agree.
I don't see Killmonger as malicious. I see him as having misguided intentions. Like, he was going after the right thing. He had the right beliefs. He had the right reasons. He just did it the wrong way.
I'm not sure what makes him an anti-hero. Brianna might have said, but I think the option of two in this movie, or two or more, I think we're going to see more than just one.
I think that we're going to see two or more going forward through Phase 5 and Phase 6, because we have the multiverse open at this point.
Mom, the Queen said all of her family's dead, and Shuri's her family too. So I'm still pivoting, hinging on that, because
Shuri's in the corner. What am I, just chopped liver?
What do you mean?
We literally just saw three Spider-Men, right? In one movie.
No, you're absolutely right.
True. Yes.
So I think that we are going to see multiple versions of each character moving forward.
Chris Pratt as Black Panther, since T'Challa was Star-Lord in absolutely the What not. If? Huh?
Oh my gosh!
What? It would make sense.
Chris no. Pratt would be given the title White. He would be White Wolf then.
I would smack him. I would smack him.
He would be White Wolf then.
I think that picture. To finish this off, I think that picture was not a woman in that picture of the Black Panther. It looked too big. It looked too big of a person.
I think we get Shuri in the beginning and then a Killmonger.
Dunk in it. I thought I saw a booty.
Wow. Hey, Captain America.
If it was a dude's booty, that was America's ass.
Yeah, America's ass.
You know what? You don't hate on the Michael B. Jordan booty.
All right. So we all love the trailer. We're excited for it. We're going to move on to our game. Catch me if you can, Mr. Game Master Lewis. Tell us how we're going to play this game.
All right, John David,
Washington Multiverse T'Challa. I think we've kind of agreed a multiverse T'Challa would not sit well with.
I'm going to be honest; it would piss me off.
Oh yeah,
I don't care.
That's Denzel's son. Yeah, that dude.
It would be a great actor, but it would still piss me off.
Valid. So, yeah. But
he's going to come and be like, "I'm the T'Challa now," with pointing down the finger, like
his dad does.
He's like, okay.
Disrespectful to the legacy of Chadwick Boseman.
I was okay if they recast him. That's one thing. Mm-hmm. That's a whole other thing. They just continued, and that would have been what it is and stuff. Just like they do with Batman, and they can explain that away. But they opted not to do that, so it would be disrespectful to do some multiversal thing and then have another
just to retcon you.
Yeah, that's
it's gross. Good. And if they did that, I would be really, really, really mad. Do you guys want to pull for the drawing?
Oh, yeah, we need to do that, too. I'm completely spaced about that. So, yeah, last week we decided that whoever got the questions right in the drawing there, Sam was going to make up a thing there. And whoever wins, we will reach out to you and send you a new, brand new
car. It's a car. It's a Lexus.
Who wins the season 3 shirt?
Season 3 Walt's Apartment Podcast t-shirt. Let's see who it is. Got lots of names on there.
Yeah. Entertainer 1987.
Oh,
Entertainer
1987.
I think you're on you're on YouTube usually, Entertainer. So if you can reach out to us.
Entertainer 1987.
Reach out to us on our Instagram and let us know your shirt size and where you are, and we'll get a shirt ordered and have it sent to you for sure. So
send us your address and your shirt size.
Yeah. So now we're gonna get into the game. We're going to play Catch Us If You Can, the last game of the season finale of Walt's Apartment Podcast, season 2. Oh,
well, like,
I got one more question for you guys before we go. I mean, we're already late. What the hell? Sam, what was your highlight of season 2 on Walt's Apartment Podcast?
Meeting Matt for sure. honestly, meeting Dempsey is probably
Matt
it.
Matt looks like Namor.
Meeting Dempsey? Okay. Meeting Brianna, Dempsey. How about you?
That was a loaded question to throw, Alice.
I forgot. I should have asked you guys to think about this before the show. Sorry.
I know. I'm like, wow, what have we done in the last year?
A lot.
I know. I was going to say it's a lot. It's not part of the show, but I was happy
it doesn't have to be part of the show.
Of
just
like
Disney related.
In person.
Yeah.
I'm glad to meet my co-hosts in person. Some of my co-hosts in person.
I was going to say the same thing. I think it was... My solo trip down to Disneyland, I think, was awesome, and it was nice to meet you, and I know Amber, but to hang out with all of you at one time, I thought it was really cool. I thought it was fun to get together, take the picture in front of the Walt's apartment, which, you know, it was cool. Matt, I know you're not on the show, but did you have a highlight of being part of our show this year?
Yeah, when everybody said everybody changed their name to like this is Sean or whatever, and I was like, "That's cool." Strangers I've never met in this podcast. This is a great way to start this.
Yeah, Sean's the best. Yeah.
Sean's the best. I thought that was hilarious. Lewis's games are awesome. So.
Yes, Lewis, what's a highlight of you, buddy, for being on the show?
Oh, that's a hard one. There's so many because like it's been such a short period for me. So I'm going to go with 1.5. Obviously, watching it as a viewer to hear Sunken City announced on the show was a highlight for me.
Mm-hmm.
But I think like my second episode in was the where we really lost control of the train, and we had Bill, Barry, and
Jesus
on the show, and it just has not bounced back since then. So I think those two moments are my favorite.
No, you're right. I mean, Bill and Barry. I take
partial credit for that.
I'm going to go back to Chris's comment here. It says, betting David on the debate. Oh, did he forget? Did
we forget? Is still my thing?
All right. Oh, yeah. Shorty versus Hank Pym.
Oh, yeah. We had the big
I didn't know we were including Marvel Tribe because, like, I would include our entire season of Marvel Tribe.
So is that you're saying that's your favorite thing?
Well, I mean, we are the fastest growing Marvel podcast on the planet.
I brought you on this show to be part of the Extra Magic Hour, and now Marvel Tribe is your favorite thing?
Booyah.
I'm sorry.
I have all these contacts with Imagineers, and we're going to talk about parks. I'm the parks girl.
Now
you
bring me
on, and then Marvel Tribe is your favorite thing.
Okay, fine. I'll take my contacts away.
All right, no, hold up. Time out.
You know what, David?
That's like saying, hey, we're Disney, and you know what? You're going to like Star Wars? What? You own Star Wars. You own Marvel Tribe. This is all under the same umbrella. It's all
family. I'm
going
to take my comics, and I'm going to throw them away, and I'm never
just the Namor ones. Just the Namor ones.
Marvel fan again. That would be my Fantastic Four comments, Matt.
Mary said, Sean, Sam double-crossed you. Sam knew what she was doing when she came in. She came in. Want? Oh yeah, I'll do your little parks thing. But I really like Marvel. Yeah,
fine, sure. I'll leave. Sure.
No, it's all good.
I'm we just love
having
leave. It's
we
fine.
Love having you. No, it's good.
She's gonna cry in the car.
So Danny says so did Tesla.
Throw it out the window. Right
Marvel
out the
Encyclopedia.
Yes. Now throw something else.
That's heavy. Women of Walt Disney Imagineering.
I'm going to go, okay? It's my turn, so.
Can we all agree, Sam? Drunk Sam is the best Sam.
Oh, absolutely.
Sam's not even drunk right
keeps,
now.
She
Sam's
keeps
just
the show going.
David. Irritated.
So, for me, it was – I absolutely love debating McChrystal and stuff. That was fun, and we'll do it again in the future, if he stops cooking those microwave dinners and stuff. But I'm going to say the best – was probably for me, like I've been doing the podcast stuff with you, Sean, for years and stuff back when we had Chris. And before that, I came on with the original DCast and we were sponsored by the Diz Insider. Not once the entire time I've been on have I was on the same time with Skyler. Mm-hmm. So that happened this season. Came on and there he is. It's like,
He's real.
He's a real dude. He's not some made up guy for some tax shelter or something. So
Sam's got more tequila weight. That's why she wants to leave.
So yeah, that was pretty cool.
Harvage in tequila.
I will say this before we. Well, I'll save that for the.
Cazadores, my friend.
Let's play the game. Then we're going to talk about all of you here in a second.
All right, so Lewis. Let's
play
do
the
it.
Game. We're an hour and a half in, and we still got a game to play. And I got a little message for all of you. So
I'm tired though.
Hurry up.
No, since I'm hungry.
Tell us you won the Mega Millions. That's the message.
I didn't, but if anybody does, share the love with me, please.
Okay.
All right. So the game's called Catch Me If You Can. It's a playoff of Guess Who. I'm gonna give you three clues. We're gonna go around. Everyone's gets to ask a yes or no question, and that's it. If it does not have a yes or no question, I'm gonna ask you to restate it. I will say yes or no. At the end, you're going to take a guess at who you think it is. Whoever has the right answer gets 1 point. The last question is worth 3 points.
How many rounds do you have of this?
I got 10, but I can shorten it if you guys
Let's
want.
Let's go to like four.
Let's go to three.
We're an hour and a half in. Let's go
top
to three.
Three.
Rounds.
Yeah,
if
top
you
three.
Give me Namor, I will kill you.
Oh, my God.
I don't mean to cut your game short. We can time. Do it another. We can do it another time.
I was going
to
say, this sounds fun. I was like, save the other seven.
We'll continue. Let's do it again.
I knew this show was going to go out of control, so
I apologize.
All right.
No, you're
so
fine.
This one is in the field of Disney. Your three clues are, I'm a storyteller. I have 3 degrees but never been to college. When your head is spinning, you have the greatest ideas. Those are your three clues I'm giving you. We'll start with Sean, go Sam, Brianna, Matt, and then David to ask a yes or no question, and then we'll take our guess.
Animated?
No.
Okay.
Sam.
Sam, wake up.
Is it from Winnie the Pooh?
No.
Brianna?
Sorry. Can I clarify something? So you said it was in Disney. So are you giving us like Disney, Marvel, Star Wars?
Yes.
Pixar?
Yes. Okay. This is strictly and Disney. So I'll identify it as Pixar, strictly. Star Wars, or Marvel.
Okay. Sam, what was your question? I'm sorry. I'm so sorry.
I asked you about Winnie the Pooh. Winnie the Pooh.
Is it like a human, like humanoid, like person?
Yes.
Okay. Matt,
was the actor that portrayed me Robin Williams?
No.
So it's not Flubber. All right, got it.
You said he has 3 degrees, but never went to college?
But never went to college. I started with one of the harder ones first.
Did he go to Trump University?
No.
Oh, okay, that was my question. That counts.
All right, so, Sean, any guesses?
Frozone.
Okay, Sam, your guess?
I don't know yet.
Can you repeat the three clues again?
Repeat the clues.
The three clues are, I'm a storyteller. I have 3 degrees, but never went to college. When your head is spinning, you can have your greatest ideas.
Oh, I screwed that up. Sam, make a guess. We can't have dead air. It's a podcast.
I have freaking no idea.
Okay.
Peter Pan. Brianna. I don't know. I'm going to go Peter Pan. I don't know. Peter Pan
had degrees? That's awesome.
Brianna. I don't know. He didn't go to college.
Not animated, Mary.
Not animated.
Oh, that's right. Well, shit.
Not animated.
Oh, shit. I messed it up, too.
Three. And Frozen's Pixar. Not animated. 3 degrees. Something about head spinning. Storyteller.
This is a riveting podcast.
I was honestly thinking of Archimedes, but
I'm not animated. It's throwing me.
Yeah, that's what
I'm helping. Like it was like there's so much less.
Like Archimedes? Okay, no.
Okay,
I don't have a guess right now, so you could skip. Okay. I don't know.
I got the right answer. Mm-hmm. Walt Disney.
Okay.
Woo!
David.
Roy Disney.
Brianna?
Michael Eisner.
Stop, Matt. You've already guessed.
I know he has actual degrees, so that's not.
Damn. You
know. I don't know.
No guess for Brianna?
No guess.
Is this the Watcher?
Okay, so we have the Watcher. Who is Roy, Chris?
Roy.
So what's the answer there,
Lewis? All right, so the only person that got it right was Matt. It's Walt Disney.
Oh, dude. I totally shot in the dark on that
dude,
one.
Josh, why aren't you texting me the answers?
I should get half a credit. I'm next. In proximity. I'm his brother.
So
I thought it was Walt to be, but I was like, he wouldn't do that.
A little history on that. So the I'm a storyteller is the storyteller statue. He has 3 degrees, but he was awarded them after what he'd done. And when your head is spinning, you get your greatest ideas. It's the park with the merry-go-round with his daughters.
Yes.
God dang it.
Oh, okay. I knew it. Garfield Park Observatory.
Is that what it is?
Garfield Park Observatory?
Yeah.
Hey, do your victory lap, Matt.
All right.
Bye, Matt. Bye. Wait. How do I kick Matt off?
Question two. Don't kick. Bring him back. Question
bring,
two.
Bring Matt back. Don't kick him.
Question two.
All right. Here we go. This one is from Marvel.
Okay.
Ooh.
We hate each other. We control each other. We need each other.
I feel like that's one clue.
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm first.
Are we referring to somebody who has been controlled by the Dormilaje at some point?
Well, it's my question, but it's okay.
Oh, sorry.
That's your question.
What's really? Is it a female?
No.
Okay.
Is it someone who has been controlled by the Dormilaje at some point?
No.
Oh, fudge.
And if I'm wrong, my apologies.
Okay. Brianna, question?
I guess this is the question.
We hate each other. Where were the three? We hate each other. We need each other.
We hate each other. We control each other. We need each other.
Yeah, that's a one. That's not a
woman.
Are
we looking for a duo here?
It's not a woman. It is one person.
Okay.
Ooh.
Is Sam cheating?
Yeah.
No. I already made my guess.
I was going to make it a question, but yeah.
Okay. Matt?
Or is that a clarification?
I know who it is, though.
Did Kendrick Lamar do my soundtrack to my movie?
Damn. No.
Okay.
Ooh, okay. I think I know who it is.
Then that threw me out.
David?
Oh, I know who it is. I know who
Shush,
it is.
Matt.
Ow, my ankle.
That's what you get for yelling in my ear.
Was he in any of the Iron Man movies?
No.
That's what I thought. Okay.
Mm.
All right.
All right. So this time we'll start backwards.
No, we won't. I'm bringing this one home, so we're going in right order. Sorry, Game Master.
All right, so I guess I go first.
All right.
I didn't think I was on the fly. Okay.
But see, he was not in any of the Iron Man movies. I'm going to go with Vision.
Okay.
Moon Knight.
Okay.
Ooh.
I was going to say, are we allowed to have the same answers? Because that was mine.
Yeah, I guess you could. Okay. Yeah.
All right, mine is also Moon Knight.
You know what? That is a great answer. I'm not going to change my answer. I would love to say Moon Knight because I'm pretty sure that's correct. I'd say Loki.
Oh, okay. Oh,
that's not that's a bad answer. That's a
good Except answer. For Loki loves himself.
That's a good answer. That's a good answer.
He loves
the moment
himself.
You said Moon Knight, I was like, oh, damn it. But
yeah, Moon Knight was my, yeah.
All right, so Sam, Brianna, and David, you got it correct.
Yeah.
I was thinking it could have been Loki or Thor.
Could have been Vision.
Yeah,
Vision,
right?
Danny said Venom. Efren said Green Goblin. Danny said the Wonder Twins.
Okay, so this is the last question, and it's worth double points, right? So this
it's worth 3 points. Three points.
Oh, okay.
Right. Win the game.
Okay. Okay. Damn.
Okay, let's go.
All right. So there are three possible answers to this. As long as you get one, you get credit for all three.
Wanda. Okay.
What if I get all three?
Yeah. If you get all three.
I get 9 points?
Boom.
Yeah.
Game we'll do that. Everyone okay with that?
Yeah.
Yep. Yep. Sure. Game
if
winner.
You get all three, you get 9 points.
You get all three.
All right. Hold on. Hold on. Let me get the Google machine out before we start. No, I'm joking.
All right. Here we go. Final question.
All right.
We love bath time. You never send an adult to do a child's job. We come off as two-faced.
Did you say?
I'll repeat it. We love bath time.
Are they Marvel, Disney, Star Wars?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Sorry, they are Disney.
Okay.
It's we love bath time. You never send an adult to do a child's job. We come off as two-faced.
Okay.
Holy crap.
Sean, all right. Ask your question.
Sean, go ahead and ask a question.
Are they humans?
No.
Okay.
Are they from Alice in Wonderland?
No.
Hmm. Have we talked about this movie tonight?
Oh, yes.
Oh shit! What are we talking about tonight? Talked about a lot of shit tonight.
That was a dang good question.
Damn, Brianna.
Yeah, I think Brianna got it.
I asked if they were humans.
Wait, can you give the clues again?
Should I?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Go ahead.
All right. We love bath time. You never send an adult to do a child's job. We come off as two-faced. And something tells me Brianna already has it.
I have an answer, but I'm still nervous.
I still have no idea.
I'm gonna go to Brianna. I'm gonna go to Brianna last on this round.
Okay, Matt.
Is it a cartoon that took place in the 90s?
Yes.
Okay, I think I know, but now I'm, I don't know.
David?
Oh my God, I have...
I've never gotten 0 points, and I think I'm going to.
the character, some kind of animal? Not human,
no.
Basically.
No.
Is it not human?
Oh, if, well, if it's not
human. Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, I meant not human.
So then your original question is no.
Okay.
Man, I have no idea.
Dang. While you guys are thinking about that, I'll let everybody know it's on here. Going into season 3, we will be changing up the punishments on how that works, and we will get a test of that tonight.
Wait, what? You can't be throwing all this shit at us. It's 8 o'clock. It's 11 o'clock on the East Coast.
The right answer now, is Sam is a sloppy drunk.
I am fine, Chris. Literally, Chris, don't talk to me.
So let's wrap this up. So
call me,
we
Chris.
We'll get to pick our answers now.
Yeah, go ahead, Sean.
I have no idea. I'm going to say Chippendales Rescue Rangers. I have no freaking idea.
Okay.
Okay.
Same. I am going to say Timon, Pumbaa, and Simba.
Oh, okay. All right, Matt.
I don't remember talking about Chippendale. We did talk about
Lion King.
So, but Timon and Pumbaa, I don't recall them. I don't recall Pumbaa liking to bathe. I'm going to take a wild shot in the dark. We did talk about Winnie the Pooh, so I'm going to say Winnie the Pooh.
All right. David?
So,
the only thing
that's popping out at me is, and I don't mean to be an answer stealer, but was Winnie the Pooh.
Okay.
I have to pick 3 characters then so I can get all 3 points. So, Winnie the Pooh, Tigger, and Eeyore.
Okay.
Oh, I said Piglet. Piglet, Winnie the Pooh, and
Brianna, what do you think it is?
Brianna, what do you think it is?
Mine was Lock, Shock, and Barrel.
That's what Mary said, or Efren said. That's what
Efren said, though.
So Lock, Efren. Shock, and Barrel is the correct answer.
Good.
You send a child to do you never send an adult to do a child's job, and they come off two-faced with their mask and their face.
When did we talk about
the whole Tim Burton?
We talked about Tim Burton.
Brianna coming in late and just like,
man, I know,
y'all.
Right?
I'm taking the win.
Coming out with 10 points, though.
I mean, I thought that my Simba was pretty good. Lions are two-faced. They could either be friendly or fucking kill you.
But where's the bath time?
More editing for Sean.
1:39. You're welcome, Sean. They lick themselves to clean themselves.
I don't even care anymore. I'm not going to go through and find that.
So, I said freaking.
You did. Okay.
So, Brianna, you won.
So what's the new rules here?
What we are going to do is, going forward, we are going to have 10 choices, numbers 1 through 10. I will post them on our social media feed so everyone sees them. And they will be a single punishment that you call out somebody on the next show. Whether it's eating marshmallows and yelling chubby fluffy bunny.
Brianna, Sam can't drink on the next show. Oh my God. I got you, bro.
If you've ever played like Thumb Match,
I didn't drink on the last 2 shows, bro.
So, Brianna, you are going to call out one person and choose their punishment for that individual show. And you will pick a random number 1 through 10, and those will be the items. So only you will know for that show. And
does
you
she call the person out now? So we have to wait and see, or does she?
Let us prepare for.
Mary says Sam can't hit her microphone.
So Brianna, if you want to call somebody out, I'm fair game as well. So whoever you want to call out.
Yeah, all right. Well, I haven't been on the last few shows, but I've known David's had a reign of getting to pick punishments.
Yes, my queen. David.
Okay.
Bunch of haters.
Just to clarify, next week will not count for that. Because that's our Chris show. So the start of season 3.
No punishments.
The start of season 3. We'll have some kind of game next week. I'm not sure yet. So we'll start season 3 with David's punishment on August 10th. And also, Brianna, who... I cannot remember her name.
Debbie from Park Designer Park Co.
She will be on with us talking about her big old
find my bag right now.
Disney backpack. So I'm going to take a few minutes before we finish the show here.
I'll check the polls while you're talking.
Okay, sounds good. So,
oh yeah, vote.
I'm gonna go. Who left? Come back, Lewis.
But he went to that.
So I want to take it for a second. I want to thank all. I want to. What?
What's it say? Losing 49-51.
Oh my god! Yeah. See.
Are we up?
No,
we're losing.
All right, we have all night still. So listen to all me right, for man. A few minutes. I want to thank all the people that listened to our show for the past 2 years. I appreciate all of you. I'm going to go around here real quick. I'm going to start with you, Matt, because you came in. You're kind of here every now and then, and I appreciate you. Skyler reached out to me a few months ago and said, hey, reach out to this guy. They're doing the expo. You became an integral part of the show. I sent you a text, and when you want to answer that text back to me, we can discuss that more. So, but I thank you for your contributions to everything, and you've been a huge highlight to this show. I mean, I have people ask me, when's Matt going to be on again?
Don't so, make a brown man blush, dude.
So from me to you, no, I'm going to get emotional for a second. I thank you very much for all you do and for being part of us. I look forward to seeing you, meeting you in person down at D23. We're going to have our event at the Rab Beer Company. So I appreciate you. And I thank you.
Matt, even I like you.
And without Matt, we wouldn't have gotten Lewis. So speaking to Lewis, I can't thank you enough. You reached out to me and said, I want to be part of the show. And I said, hey, let's see how it goes. And then you came on. Everyone loved you. We all love you. You're recreating all of our logos.
You're recreating
all of our logos for everything. We talked about that today. So we've done the Waltz Apartment logo, the Marvel Tribe logo. He's working on the Extra Magic Hour logo. And and he's going to do Knights of the Rogue Republic. So we're going to have all new logos for season
and
3.
And our games.
Sorry. Which is taking a huge load off of me. So you're a huge part of this show now. And I hope you never go.
We love you, Lewis. So much. Yeah.
Brianna, you've been with me probably the longer than anyone but David on this. And I can't thank you enough for all you do. You're a huge part of this show. And you reached out to me when me and Andy were going to get rid of the D-Cast. And you reached out and said, I want to help. And you came on here. You've been a huge part of this. I can't thank you for everything you do. You guys all mean so much to me. And I don't mean to get all emotional, but it's you guys know how passionate I am about this. So I appreciate you so much. I don't tell you that enough. And I'm telling you right now with everyone listening, you do a kick-ass job, and thank you for everything you do. All right. Okay. Sam.
So, I am Sean's biggest regret.
I met Sam through with Bill and Barry, and I asked Sam like 10 times, want to be on our show? No. I got too many things going. I'm in school. I'm doing my own podcast. And I said, well, just come on and try this little, you know, we'll have you on as just the Extra Magic Hour, and you can be part of that doing your, because you know, you have a lot of contacts in that, in the parks industry. And, for personal reasons, thank you very much. And you know why I'm thanking you.
Yeah.
So, And then we could not do the show without you. You take over when I'm not here, and you run the show when I'm not here. We also have Amber and Jade who do our Star Wars show. And then David. We were part of the other show together.
You make me cry. I'm gonna punch you in the eye.
Well, I mean, I can do it this week or I can do it next week. So, I mean,
sorry, man. Go ahead.
Make him cry.
I wouldn't be doing this show without you, honestly. And you know that. You know why we do this show. We had, when the D-Cast ended, we had a sit down with Chris a week before. Take me off of the screen. We had a sit down with Chris a week before he passed away, and we decided that the three of us were going to do this show, and Amber was going to join us. And you're the only person I've seen in person a lot. I can't thank you honestly enough for I don't really know what to say. You know how I feel about you, and you know what you mean to me. And I love you, man. And I thank you for keep pushing me to do this. I know when Chris passed away, you didn't want to do this anymore. And I can't thank you enough for coming back to do this. I did not plan on going down this route, but I've just been thinking a lot. I've talked to Joy a lot the past few weeks because we're planning Chris's show, and I didn't mean to go down this route with this show, so I'm really sorry for ending it this way. But David, you have supported me through. I mean, one fucking knows by this time I'm getting divorced, and you've been there for me. You all have been there for me, and I can't thank all of you enough for the support and the love that you guys give me every freaking day going through this crap. And you guys are my family, and I love you all very much. And I didn't mean to go this way with this at all. So,
that's okay. When you have a message that comes through, you share it. Speak from your heart, bud. And we all appreciate you so much. You do so much for this podcast network. You keep us, drawn together. And I, for one, am super appreciative for Sean and for all of you and for being able to be part of this experience in creating Disney magic.
And yeah, here's absolutely. To several more seasons, you guys.
This That's is right. Seriously, we are coming hard into this next season. Things are coming.
I'm not going to lie.
I didn't know how much Sam denied us until now.
Right, I know, right?
Look at her now.
I'm not going to lie. And I've had this conversation, I don't think with anyone on this show. About 6 months ago, I didn't want to do this anymore because of my personal situation. I was done with it.
Excuse you?
I'm being honest with you because it was overwhelming with everything I was dealing with. And then I think back and I sit back and I think and I realize that Chris would have said, shut the fuck up and move on and do this. So I will never end doing this until I'm told I can't do it anymore. Until Disney tells me I can't do this anymore, I will continue to do this or die. So that's
and I'm here with you, bud.
But I just
if it makes you feel any better, Disney may tell me that I gotta stop doing what I'm doing probably way before Disney's gonna tell you you gotta stop doing what you're doing.
So I did not you gotta do this until you die.
I did not mean to take it down this route, but looking at David and you know, I mean, honestly, back to that, you know how I feel about you and your Absolutely. Family.
As his wife said, look at the handsome face.
Look at him. And standing there at his wedding to his wife, and when she pulled me in and said, you're an amazing person and screw everyone else in your life and you do you. I mean, it was a magical moment. Honest to God, did not mean to take it this way. We're almost going on 2 hours.
No, bro, you're good.
Right. Let me...
For everyone that's been part of this show real quick from the beginning, I'm going to try to name everyone. If I forget someone, let me know. Brianna, Sean, Nyberg, Ethan, Tim helped us out in the beginning. Amber, Jade, all of you here that I spoke to tonight. I don't think I forgot anyone.
Bill and Barry,
who guided me down this.
Megan, honest
to God, I did not mean to do this for this, but I just kind of went down a road and I'm going to stop now because I didn't mean to do this. So I love you all. Thank you very much, Jenny. If you have anything to say before we wrap this up,
we hope you enjoyed the view from Walt's apartment.
Let me just say this, Sean.
Go ahead, David.
Your light, I tell you, your light shines bright and it gives us permission to shine our lights as well, too. You see good people in this world. And this is for everyone out there. If you ever come across good people in this world, hold on to them because it's a rare thing. It's a rare gem. This world is, you know, it can be tough and it can be unforgiving and bad things can happen, but you get those people who are just genuine souls. And if you do get the opportunity, the rare opportunity is better than winning the lottery. They're a reason that they came into your life, and they're a reason they're a part of a chapter in your book and whatever that is. And Sean, you do that for everyone that's here, man. Your light gives us permission to be ourselves and to shine. And I wouldn't do the show if you weren't a part of it. So yeah, that's all I gotta say. So.
Well, now that makes me want to add to it because
as we talked about
earlier in our group chat, and I said, every opportunity that you have, drop into your heart space. Stop thinking up here, lead from your heart, and just practice gratitude. And I have so much gratitude for all of you. You bring so much joy to my life, and that is why I come back here every week. The team that we have, the community we have, the fans that we have, the supporters that we have, bring me the joy that keep me coming back here. If we keep going back to the things that bring us joy, so the people that listen to us consistently every week, they come back here for that joy. Mm-hmm. And when you come back to the things that bring you joy, you are going to start to experience more things that bring you joy than more things that bring you hardship. So just keep going back to whatever brings you happiness. Keep going back to whatever brings you joy, be that Disney, whatever it is. Just keep going back to whatever brings you joy. And I love you guys.
Brianna, anything you want to add?
Yeah, I was going to say, like you said, I asked to come on here and you said yes. And honestly, since then, that was 2020 and it has changed my life. Like the trajectory of my life would not be the same if I wasn't on this podcast. So a simple yes from you has drastically changed everything that I have done. And I thank you because everything obviously could have been different, but I mean, I am very happy with everything that has come from this and friends that I have made, connections I've made, things that I get to do. Like, I am just so happy to be here. And it was because you took a chance on the random person that messaged you one day. So thank you.
Absolutely. Bluis, anything to say?
Hey, as long as the light on the lamp is still on, people are going to keep coming. So we just got to make sure we have that light.
What a cheese ball. We love that cheese ball.
You know what? It's funny.
It's funny
you talk about that. When me and Lewis were talking about the logo, he says, I want to change the lamp for a microphone. I said, absolutely not. The lamp is, we call this, I mean, I put on the thing, it says produced by Leave the Light On Productions. That's what I put on the Buzzsprout to ask you for a name. So I just made up a name. And so that's always going to be the deal there. So appreciate you. Matt, anything you want to add before we finish this up?
Nah, man. Lewis. Yeah. Like, shouldn't have even passed it to
that
me.
That was perfect.
Wait, can CM say one more thing? Sean, I want to tell you thank you for the networking that you are consistently doing for us, because if it wasn't for you reaching out to other content creators, we wouldn't have the likes of Lewis joining our team and Matt joining our, like joining us when he joins us, and Joey joining us when he joins us. So thank you for putting yourself out there, putting us out there and believing in the power of connection. That relationship building in the Disney community is super important to our growth.
I was refrained from that the last time I did this. So I figured that's what we're going to do this time. And we're going to make sure to reach out to everyone we possibly can constantly. A couple of comments before we go, then I will end this honestly. Efren says, cheers, guys. One for every one of you guys. Thank you. Nicole says, this podcast and all of you are magical. I agree.
That's right.
Jennifer says, gee, I did not know I was going to cry tonight. Jennifer, I didn't either. I like listening to all of you.
I love you, Jen.
Thanks for what you all do. Mary said, there are plenty of jerks out there, and the good ones are rare.
Absolutely.
That's right. Josh, for some reason, says, definitely won a lottery with his wife, and he believes wholeheartedly in what you're saying. So,
yep.
Efren says, now I really want to buy all of you drinks in Lep Light Lounge or tacos on the corner of on PBRs. Let's do it.
That's a written contract. That's a written
contract. I'm going to screenshot
that. Lobster nachos.
Yeah. Efren, if you're in California, I will be down there starting September 7th through the 10th. So look me up. And then Nicole says, you guys gave me a favorite day of the week, fed my Disney soul, and gave me an hour of the week that was mine.
And we will continue to do that.
Well, Nicole,
we gave you two
tonight, so you're welcome.
Bonus.
Three, because we did an hour and a half of Marvel Tribe last night.
Yeah, Chris says, congrats on 2 years.
Thank you, Chris.
Sir.
Bill says, tacos and PBRs. Mary says, Congrats on season two. Thank you, guys.
Thank you, Bill. Thank you for everyone joining us. Let's wrap it up.
Everyone that listens to us, everyone that's part of this show, the six of you out there on screen, on the five of you, Sam, Brianna, Lewis, Matt, David, thank you all. I love you very much. All of our listeners, thank you very much. I appreciate all of you, all the people that reach out to us. Please vote for us in this whole thing so we can win this thing.
Two things.
Take us to the finale.
I shared it through Discord. I told everyone to vote for you guys. And last but not least, and it has to end on this note, just Sam carrying us out. Screw Namor. All right, let's get this thing going.
Come on, end it now. With that being said, we hope you enjoyed the view. We hope you enjoyed the view from Walt's apartment. See you in season three. Good night, everyone.
Bye.